Time now, the BSU pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, you and I have talked a lot over the years on how major college football, major college basketball, 99% of the time the better team wins. Hockey isn't. Still doesn't make it any easier to take losing, does it?
No, it doesn't. And you know what? Last night they were the better team. They deserve victory, and we took a step back, and now we just got to, you know, take that step forward tonight, Schulze.
You've been so good in taking care of the puck this year. How many games have you hit your goal on limiting the number of turnovers?
Probably over half of them, which is pretty good. I mean, we want 25 or less, and that's, you know, if you're going to have 25 or less turnovers, you're doing a good job. And a few of those games that we haven't, you know, we've been at 26, 27, 28. And a lot of times it's not the turnover, it's it's what kind of turnover it is as well. And we did not play a 200-foot game last night. We had 39 turnovers. We had 21 hits. So again, a couple of those areas obviously need improvement, but we skated well. I thought our pace was good. I thought our work ethic was good. But again, I just didn't think again that we got our nose dirty enough. And again, I didn't think we valued the puck.
After the game last night, you dropped from 3 to 10 in the pairwise. Still very early for the pairwise, but can you explain how that thing works?
Yeah. First off, you need to win. And then obviously you need to beat the teams that are below you. And Princeton was very low in the pairwise, and by them beating you, obviously it has a direct impact on where you're at in the pairwise.
I know the North Dakota guys kept cheering for you. As long as your pairwise number stayed high, their number stays high as well. It's all correlating on who you play and who everybody else you're playing plays, right?
Well, exactly, and it's our strength of schedule, and our league hasn't done great this year in non-conference, so that affects our strength of schedule. When you win your non-conference games, I'm talking as a league, that obviously elevates your strength of schedule. So there's so many variables that go into it, but the bottom line is the one big component is win percentage, and you need to win games, and it's going to fluctuate this early in the year, Schulze, but I didn't even know that. I didn't even look, but... No, I mean, you got to win.
In your last four games, your juniors and seniors have accounted for 21 of 27 points. That's nice, but do you need more depth again?
Yeah, I think so. I think you always want it, but it's tough when you only score 3 goals a game, and that's everybody. So if the teams that can score 4 goals a game, they've got secondary scoring and they've got depth. The teams that score 2.5 to 3, I mean, they're probably relying on the same guys. Game in and game out, and once in a while when you get secondary scoring, maybe one of their top lines takes a night off.
Last night marked a first, as far as I know, that a woman has reffed a BSU men's game. Kirsty Morrison's been in the WCHA Men's League all year. Can you just talk about how that helps grow the sport, both on the men's and the women's side, and how good that is?
I think it's great for the game, and obviously, again, she's paid her dues, too. Yeah, she's worked hard. She's a very passionate referee, and she's earned her opportunity to be with the WCHA men.
More with Coach Ceritori when we return. BNUSA Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the BNUSA Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, Part 2 with Coach Tom Ceritori. Jesse Wilkins gets the start and goal tonight. Tommy hasn't played a lot in the last 2 years. How do you keep a goalie sharp?
Well, he's got to be focused in practice. His games are practice, and his job is to obviously compete every day, not take things for granted, not just come to practice and say, I'm the backup, so I'm going to take a day off. He's got a challenge for the spot because you just never know when, the coach is going to give you the ball.
Ian Janko will also play tonight with Tommy Muck, two relatively inexperienced guys. What do those two need to do tonight?
Just keep it simple. I mean, move the puck, defend, and defend first. Biggest thing, keep it simple and defend first.
Do you make note of that? Are you cognizant of maybe putting in Ian with somebody more experienced or not?
No, because we think Tommy's one of our top defenders, and I don't care what it says by his name. If it says FR, period, we think he plays like a junior or senior, so we have the utmost confidence in Tommy, and he's got the heart of a lion, and he competes.
Brendan Harms has 9 points in your last 6 games. Power play goal last night was a thing of beauty as far as how patient he was. Can you teach patience like that?
No. No, you can't. I mean, that's just skill, and he has that. But, again, great goal last night. But, again, the reason that goal was scored was the effort Charlie O'Connor made to strip the puck, cycle the puck to Phil Marinaccio, and Phil made a great play. But that second assist was a big-time second assist, and a lot of people in the building probably didn't even take note of it. And that would never happen unless you had somebody doing the road work right there, and Charlie did that, and it was a great effort on his part.
typically speaking, is it safe to say that freshmen aren't that patient? That comes with the game slowing down as you become a junior or senior?
Yeah, I think you're right, Schultz. I mean, obviously, again, you're exactly right. But it all depends on when the game slows down for those guys. I mean, you do have that. And sometimes, obviously, again, you know, your growth, sometimes it happens right away. Sometimes it takes a half year. Sometimes it takes a year. So everybody's different. But Harmsey's always had great patience, and that's what's made him a hockey player. Every level he's played at, he's gotten points. And, again, he just does all those little – he does all those little things so well, Schultz, and he's so good in tight areas. And but you're right, the game has really slowed down for him.
Any system changes tonight?
You know what? A few things. They broke out a lot to the middle, and we're going to try. We call it shrinking. We're going to try to shrink the offensive zone where we have our defenseman. He's just going to be as low as their highest guys. So we're going to try to, obviously, again, you know, have good numbers, have good tight numbers, you know, below the top of the circles. And hopefully what that does, it allows our F3, our third forward, who's high. A lot of times last night, he would pressure the wall, and they bypassed him and hit the middle, and, you know, it threw our gapping off with our defensemen. So we're going to try to keep our F3, you know, obviously, more in the middle of the rink. We call it wedging. We want him to wedge a little more and stay in the middle, and we want our strong side defenseman to, again, hopefully gap up a little bit in the offensive zone, and we just call that shrinking, and hopefully, again, that's just going to take a little bit of their rush offense away.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.